Let's take our church hymnals and turn to number 141, Crown Him with Many Crowns. After this song, I'll take two selections from you, and also for devotional tonight, we're going to do something a little bit different. We'll ask you all if you have a favorite verse that you'd like to share, maybe say something about it, if you'd like or not, and if you have a verse that is a song, if you'd like to sing that, we'll just have a couple minutes of sharing verses and in that way. So we'll look forward to what you have. Song number 141. I'll take two selections after this one. I love this song. It's a song of praise to Christ. It talks about the suffering that he went through for us and then his glorification. It's a beautiful song of praise.
Crown him with many
what's 505? Christ's Everlasting Gospel. Let's stand on the last verse of this song.
The gospel of
The faith wherein is the entry in Jesus we proclaim. The earthly thrones may perish, here lives Emmanuel's name. Our voices swell with triumph above earth's threatening gales. The gospel of Christ Jesus through every age prevails. Our King shall come in glory, his conquering cross we hail. The power of his salvation shall never 84.
Song number 84.
Greetings again. This morning I was getting ready for church and I got a text from Brother Matt, and he was wanting some ideas for tonight, and I thought, well, you know, who knows? I mean, he might not be getting much sleep in the last while with twins. I know how that is a little bit. And then he texted a couple times, and after church he was talking to me again about this evening, and I said, well, what's going on this evening? I said, am I on for hymn singing? And he said, yeah, your name's on there. So well, anyway, this is a surprise, but at least I didn't have to worry about it a long time. That's a nice part of it. I'm going to read Psalm. When I was thinking of singing, my mind went to Psalm 100. I'm going to read that, and then I'm going to give you opportunity. If you have a verse you'd like to share or testimony, something, we'll give you some time there. Psalm 100, verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generation. It's a beautiful psalm. It's just a blessing to me, the psalmist expressing his expression there. You know, if we lose that awe and wonder of who God is, we're in trouble. It's there was a brother shared there at Bible school. He first thing when he got up at chapel talk, he had us all sing that little song, "Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, How I Wonder Who You Are, Up Above the World So High, Like a Diamond in the Sky." And he said, "You know, you all probably think that's kind of not even a gospel song. Really, nothing to do with Bible in there." But he said, "There's a lot in that song." He said, He brought out the point that if we lose that wonder, that awe of who God is, of that awe of creation, it affects us in a lot, very deeply. It's very important to keep that awe and that wonder of God and who he is. So it was a blessing to me. Any of you have anything you'd like to, any verse or something that this past week or weeks or whenever, something that you'd like to share or testimony? Beautiful promise.
Nahum 1:3-7. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord hath his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him.
Thank you. Another wonderful promise. God knows us. Another beautiful promise. This side's welcome to share too. And all the way up front too.
Proverbs 3:6, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Isaiah 49:16. I have graven thee upon the palm of my hand. Thy walls are continually before me.
Okay. Another very beautiful promise. Okay. Very good. Not sure where that came from for sure. That's a challenge to us. Another one of my favorites, Proverbs 21:21. He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness, and honor. I think that one, that verse would go with that one that you just shared, Alan. Okay, I appreciate that. Amen. Hey, thank you. Okay, I appreciate you all sharing those verses. They're all beautiful verses. And you know, those nuggets that we can keep in our hearts, those verses that come to us in the times that we need them, it's such a blessing. Maybe we'll stand for prayer. And Andy, you want to lead us. Like to turn to, if you want to turn with me to song number 599, if I can get it out. And this song, it's always been kind of my, and after this song, then the children can come up and Heather will have some songs for them. Oh, I'm sorry, Christian hymnal, Rest Over Jordan. And this song, the history of it for me is I was a song leader, and years ago, I don't know how many years it's been. It's probably been 25 years or more, probably 20, soon after we were married, so probably close to 28 years ago. And Brother Joe gave this song out. He asked me to lead it, and it was totally new to me. So anyway, I went home, and I worked on that thing, and I don't know if I can lead it now. I haven't tried it for a while, but we'll try it. Maybe it's quite a few verses there. Let's sing 1, 2, 4, and 5.
To the promise home in glory. For so
Sing, oh, sing ye heirs of glory, shout your triumph as you go. Zion's gates will open for you, you shall find a
forward.
Thank you so much, children, for singing those songs. I remember when I was little and up front singing that I was really kind of, I would have much rather had a story. When hymn singing came around and we had to go up and sing, I would much rather had a story, but it's really a blessing for the rest of us. Really enjoy that part now. Who has a selection? Either hymnal. Anyone have a selection?
118 church hymnal.
118 church hymnal?
I'm sorry, Christian
hymnal. 118 of the Christian hymnal. Maybe I'll take one more selection after this one, and then maybe we'll ask for David and Matthew. If you'd want to come up and lead the songs that you've got prepared. And who are you leading for, David? Robert Beiler. Okay, so Robert, when David comes up, if you wouldn't mind saying what they're going to be leading, the favorite songs of a couple of different people. Just say what's special to you about that song, if you feel like it, when David's coming up, and the same for each one that comes up. And then Matthew after that. David and Matthew. 118. There is a fountain.
There is a fountain. Losing all their gifts.
119. Christ arose. Should we stand to sing this song? All those that care to.
Triumph for his cause, he arose.
Okay, we'll look to David and then Matt.
Go ahead and share what you have on Robert, whenever you're ready.
Okay, take your Christian hymnal and turn to number 600.
Church Hymnal 251. It's one of Dora's favorite songs. And I really like the verse that it has underneath the title, "The Lord is my defense and my rock of my refuge," Psalms 94:22. 251 in the Church Hymnal. No song.
Christ the Solid, Rock the Stable.
Thank you so much, Matthew and David, for doing that. Appreciate that. Does anyone else have a selection? 25 in the Christian hymnal. We'll sing this song, and after this song, does anyone want to volunteer to have a group tonight? Do we have any volunteers? No? Okay. We'll have an impromptu. I think we'll ask all the everyone that holds a VIC card or that goes to OCC to come up front, and maybe Frida, you used to go there a lot. Would you want to choose a song for them to sing? Well, you can choose the song, though. We'll let you stay sitting if you want to. All right, so after this song. 25, The Lily of the Valley.
I have found a friend in Jesus.
Okay, the group can come forward at this time.
Which song, Frida? Church hymnal?
She only does. hem of his garment as to his side she stole. Amid the crowd that gathered around him and strayed where she was whole. Oh, touch the hem of his garment, and thou too shalt be free. His saving power this very hour shall give new life to thee. She came in fear and trembling before him. She knew her Lord had come. She felt that from him virtue had healed her. The mighty deed was done.
Got two more. William and Joan. Roma? Okay, William and Roma will each have will lead a song for someone. So we'll have one, take one, another selection, and then we'll William and then Roma. Someone have a selection.
Song number 24. In church hymnal, sorry. This is my grandma, one of my grandma's favorite songs. Number 24.
Wonders of grace. Delbert, do you want to say something about this song that you gave?
It's one of my favorites.
All right. Yeah, you're a Christian hymnal, and turn to 615.
Thank you so much for sharing those songs. There's something about it that makes it so much more meaningful to sing a song when you know that it means something to someone else. Does someone else have a selection? Let's sing. Go ahead. I'm sorry. 291 in the church hymnal. Dear Lord and Father of Mankind. After this song, I think we will ask for the chorus to come up, maybe on the last verse of this song. And so we appreciate each one that's lent your voice and also shared tonight. We really, in any way, appreciate it. 291.
Thank you.
We have three songs, all very familiar. I trust that we haven't sung them into the ground by now. I don't think so, but second song is one we haven't sung for a while. A song about some of the things that Christ suffered for our sake.
its life we had sorrows and burdens. There are times that we don't understand, but He'll make it plain in the morning. So we'll hold to His unchanging hand.
We shall rest by the side
of the river
when we cross.
Wonderful grace, His brightness behold.